Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
I'm thinking maybe you can relate to what we're going to talk about coming up, Mary. Diane Gotsman is joining us. This is Chicago's Afternoon News. She is an international etiquette expert. She is author and founder of the Protocol School of Texas. You can follow her on Instagram at DianeGotsman.com. And Diane, I read that two out of every three of us will be attending some kind of wedding or wedding event over the course of the next 6 months because, of course, the pandemic prevented so many weddings. But that we have to beware because sometimes we're being rude at weddings. How are we rude as a guest?
Yes. Well, you know, weddings are stressful. And first of all, thank you for having me. This is a great topic. And weddings are stressful to begin with. People don't know what to do. Everybody has questions. There's social awkward moments. And we just don't know what we don't know. So I think that this is a great primer. For example, you're excited to see the bride and groom. You want to catch up with them because you haven't seen them, let's say, for a year or more. But this isn't the time to monopolize all of their space because the bride and groom have to make it all the way around the reception and say hello and thank you to all of the guests.
Yeah, and Mary's son just got married a couple weeks ago, and that was her thing as the mother of the groom, that the bride and groom must say hello to everyone. But Mary, people grab onto him and don't let him go, right?
So it becomes impossible. And the thing that really irks me, people were grabbing them like before the wedding if they saw them. I'm like, oh my gosh, no, don't do that.
Yeah, take their time.
Yeah, well, congratulations, Mary.
Oh, thank you. We made it through.
But yes. It's very stressful, and it's stressful for the family members as well, like you. You know, because we're watching it, we don't know how to get involved with it. And I think for the bride and groom, future bride and groom that are listening, you just have to disengage. You have to say, "It's so great to see you. Thank you so much for coming." Make a couple of minutes of conversation and say, "Now, if you would please excuse me, we need to go on and say hello to the rest of our guests, but we'll catch up with you later." So you have to take control.
Diane, having done some radio in Texas, you just gave me the bless your heart, which is like, I am moving on.
Yeah, that's right. Just don't use that term, bless your heart.
Bless your heart. So what about making a spectacle of yourself? I think that people get a little liquored up at a wedding and then they start doing some stupid stuff and that's not your party.
Oh, anytime there is liquor involved, I think everyone who is imbibing really needs to watch their P's and Q's, but especially at a special event like a wedding. So even though it's an open bar, doesn't mean it's a free-for-all. So, you know, stay in your own lane. Don't take the dance floor and start doing wild moves and, you know, don't get loud and rowdy. This is not a college frat party. This is a wedding.
Somebody, I had the best band of all time, and somebody went up and took the mic from the lead singer and decided they were going to do a speech or a dedication or something. I was like, What? Wait, what? The dance floor just went, whoom. And I was like, what is happening here? And so that's another thing. Do not go request songs. The DJ already has a list. The band already has a list. As a guest, it's rude to try and interrupt that.
Yes, you know, you should not interrupt the DJ. The DJ has a playlist. They already have the songs that the bride and groom want. But, you know, you said something about this person grabbing the mic. People want to get up and make their own toasts. And while it may be great for that person, everybody else is getting tired. You know, one toast, two toasts, seven toasts, it's getting too long. And you certainly don't want to throw the bride and or groom under the bus by saying telling a story about their past that may be funny to that person, but not to the couple or anybody else.
We're talking about going to a wedding and being rude as a guest. And sometimes I think people are unaware they're rude. Mary, did anybody walk away with flower arrangements from your son's wedding? People who weren't given one?
Well, I saw one at my sister's house like 2 days later. I said, "Where'd you get the flowers?" And she said, but she was the godmother, and I believe my son or my daughter-in-law now gave them to her. But can I ask a quick question about rudeness? As far as what is the deal with all the people? It's not the older people, but it's, you know, the other people, the younger people crowd that likes to dance with drinks in their hands. And then they slosh them all over the floor, and then everybody's stuck to the floor. They all do it. They all dance with drinks in their hands.
Really? Okay. Well, I have not seen that. That's interesting. But, it must have been the theme at that wedding.
I think one of the reasons is because a lot of times the waitress, you know, the servers take the drinks away off the table when they're not done drinking them, and they take them away too quickly. And I think these, you know, the kids have grown up with that, and so they keep them to their side.
Yes, so the tip would be, I will say this out loud, put your drinks down, but leave them where you know they are safe, where they're not going to be taken away. But really, if you have a drink, much like at a networking event, a business networking event, or any other kind of party, you're going to put your glass down to save your place, to go get your food at the buffet line. You would put your glass down. You wouldn't take a plate on the dance floor and dance with that if you liked the tasty ribs. So I think, you know, hands free on the dance floor.
Hey, can we talk about taking pictures during the ceremony? That's considered rude?
Yes. It is considered rude for two reasons. The bride and groom generally have a professional photographer that's taking pictures. And if you get up and want to take your own, you're getting in the way of the photographer or the videographer. Also, you do not want, as a guest, you do not want to be the one to post the first picture of the bride and groom, because they want to curate what goes up online, and so we should allow them to put the pictures up first before anybody else posts them.
I actually had a sign up when people came in asking them not to do that. I didn't want a bunch of pictures. You know, I didn't even want a photographer. I just wanted people to be in the moment and have fun. And I've noticed at other weddings there are signs, and they're cleverly written about, you know, not taking pictures and posting them while they're still getting married. You know.
Mary, you sound like you were really prepared. So you did your homework.
Well, I've been through it before.
Yeah. Follow Diane Gottsman on Instagram. She is the author and founder of the Protocol School of Texas. And one last thing about taking those flowers. Don't do it, right?
Don't do it. Take nothing on that table that does not belong to you unless they give it to you.
Okay. All right, got it. Thank you so much for joining us. I have a feeling we'll be conversing with you again because we've got a lot to learn.
I look forward to it. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Hot news or not news coming up next. You want to play? You want to win some cool stuff? Well, jump on the phone. Be caller number 19, 312-981-7200.
Lisa Dent, WGN.